This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of June of this year, and I'm talking about no other than Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. With us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Very pleased to be here.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, for my new listeners, just give them a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do out there.
Absolutely. We're a medical device manufacturer in Irvine, California. Been around about 40 years. We basically make powered tools for the operating room, arthroscopic shavers, cranial and thoracic screwdrivers, and provide engineering services and quality services as well. We try to be a full-stop shop for people in the industry.
You know, just recently, your fiscal year ended in June, and you recently released all the results. I like to get your thoughts on how the year's going, and particularly the last quarter.
Well, I'm very happy with our last year and quarter. We set records again. It was a $42 million year for revenue, and we did over $12 million in our fourth quarter. Very pleased with that. I've always told people we could do over $40 million in this building. It was nice to see that actually happen. So that was all good. We're working on some things to bring our margins a little bit higher than they were. We've got some supply chain pressures and a couple temporary kind of pricing issues we're working through, and we'll get that kind of back up where it belongs. But the growth is there. The top line is there, and so there's lots to work with there to keep this thing moving.
We're still working domestically on sales. Any thoughts about internationally?
Yes, we're actually talking to a few people now that are interested in our product, and there's a few different regulatory angles or approvals we need to do to do that, but those are in process too. So that's all part of our growth plans.
You know, your company, you've been on the show many years, and your company has always been an innovator in new products. Is there anything in the pipeline?
Yes, we've got four pretty good projects going on right now. A couple of them are new products, and then a couple of them are kind of supplements or attachments to existing products that will enable us to sell more of those. So it's a robust pipeline. It remains as robust as any time in my 16 years with the company. We've also got a number of proposals out there that we're optimistic that we can close on, because people are kind of figuring out what we have to offer and some of the technologies, and they'd like to have it too. And the nice thing is a lot of people are seeking us out now. So I'm very, very optimistic about our new product pipeline.
You know, there's a lot of problems going on with our economy, inflation. And then we got, you know, supply chain problems. How's everything working out over there at Prodex? Have you guys separated, you know, transitory from non-transitory? And where do you go from here?
We're staying kind of one step ahead of the posse, like everyone else. You know, we've had our challenges, in particular for electronics components, and we've had to do a lot of searching for that, and when you find them, they're a lot more expensive than they once were. I think the worst is behind us, though not out of the woods. The good news is we've been able to maintain deliveries to customers and get them the product they need. You know, it's cost us more, as you can tell if you look at some of the margin numbers and things like that, than it used to, but we're maintaining the service level to the customers while we keep working the issue.
You guys, you know, you haven't been shy previously being on my show over the years and everything. Can you give my listeners maybe some sort of anywhere from 2 quarters to 4 quarters growth plan of where you guys are at and where you think you're going to be in 2 to 4 quarters from now?
Well, we're optimistic as always, and I'm always careful about throwing numbers around. And it's got to be careful there.
Right, forward statement. I get it.
Yeah, but it's also tough to look, and you know this because we've been talking for years, but it's tough to look at our business on a quarterly basis because right now we're kind of fluctuate depending on the backlog and when customers, you know, actually send us purchase orders. But I fully expect the year-over-year growth to continue based on history and based on the pipeline and based on what we have in the backlog now. So 2 to 4 quarters from now, 4 quarters from now is pretty much the end of the next fiscal year, and I would expect, you know, a similar year-over-year growth that we've seen the last few years.
You know, last time that you and I spoke, we talked just briefly about M&A. Have you given any thoughts about looking for some small mom-and-pop companies or even publicly traded companies, either on the NASDAQ or on the OTC market, that you guys are kind of looking at?
Not right now. You know, someday we probably would be more proactive in that regard. I would say we're still in that opportunistic category. If something was presented to us or came up, we'd be interested. But we've still got a lot on our plate right now in terms of bringing on a new building and some of these things in the pipeline. And when some of that dust settles, we might be a little more active in that regard. But right now, there's nothing really going on.
And the refurbished business, where are we at on that? Last time we talked, you thought the numbers were good. You had a lot of refurbished business going on.
Yeah, that remains the case. In fact, it's forecasted to be a bit higher this year than last year, so that remains a nice piece of the business for us.
My guest today is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO and COO and president of Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Rick, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I do this every time, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but I do want to thank everybody, you know, for the interest, the support in Prodex. We have a shareholder meeting coming up in November, which I would encourage anyone who can to come out and see us. And if not, feel free to call. I enjoy taking calls and talking to people about Prodex any chance I get. So don't be shy, and thanks. And like I said earlier in this call, I expect things to keep going in the direction they have been.
Well, I don't think anybody gets tired of hearing about gratitude, and you have a lot of that, and I can sense that. And over the years, I know you appreciate all your investors and all the people that work in your organization and people that help keep Prodex running day after day. Rick, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you come by in 40 or 50 days to give us an update, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it as well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.